time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Picket lines are set to go up at this hour as Verizon workers go on strike.
The strike could interrupt service in Connecticut, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Unions representing about 39,000 landline and cable workers, including installers, customer service employees, repairers, and other service workers, said late last night that there has been little progress in talks since their contract expired nearly 8 months ago, and they've been working without a contract. Verizon says it has already trained thousands of non-union workers to fill in for striking employees. Wireless phone service not affected. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Metro leaders will be answering questions today from Congress.
A congressional subcommittee is inviting GM Paul Wiedefeld and Board Chair Jack Evans to answer questions about last month's shutdown.
And I think people are seeking reassurances that the reports that they're even contemplating shutdown of whole lines are in fact not true.
But beyond that, says Congressman Jerry Connolly, it may be a day of reckoning for Congress.
I believe that if the federal government wants a full say in the operations of Metro, it's also going to roll up its sleeves and join Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. in providing operating subsidies.
Which he says may be a tough pill to swallow for his Republican colleagues. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump and his family were center stage last night at a CNN town hall. Melania Trump vigorously defended her husband against accusations that he's anti-woman.
He treats everyone equally. So if you're a woman and he attacks, they attack him, he will attack back. No matter who you are, we are all human, and he treats them equal as men. So I think that's very important. He doesn't make the difference.
And Donald Trump again last night made the point that the GOP nomination process has been stacked against him. A new poll finds that nearly 2 out of 3 Americans want the Senate to hold hearings on President Obama's pick for the Supreme Court. But that Associated Press GFK poll also suggests that the GOP resistance to holding nomination hearings may not hurt the party much, because many people think the issue just isn't that big a deal. New questions today about the road rage death of former New Orleans Saints star Will Smith.
Another surveillance clip has emerged showing a hit-and-run crash that may have initiated the altercation between Smith and suspect Cardell Hayes. Police found loaded guns in both men's vehicles, but no evidence those guns were fired. Legal analyst Joey Jackson says Hayes' attorney could form a self-defense argument.
In the event that it could be established that Will Smith was advancing towards him, he has no ability to reassess. Okay, I'll shoot, reassess. I believe I'm in danger, so I'll shoot, shoot, shoot. And that's going to be the argument.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
The Prince William County Board Chair is determined to keep property tax bills flat, but he also now warns that that'll mean cutting proposed funding to the county schools by around $7 million.
This would help us to balance the budget. It would help us to keep tax bills the lowest in the region.
Chairman Corey Stewart says keeping spending down will save property owners about $70 on their real estate tax bills next year.
Doesn't seem like a lot of money, but it's cumulative. If you have a tax increase each and every year, eventually people are taxed out of their homes.
School board officials say that will mean even larger class sizes and hiring setbacks.
If we want to avoid a sizable tax increase, we're going to have to make some difficult decisions.
Nicole Ross on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,721, the NASDAQ at 48,72. Sports, the Nationals win again. So do the Orioles. The Wizards host the Hawks tonight to bring the curtain down on their season. And the NFL has suspended Redskins running back Silas Red for substance abuse. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's true. You can't have Mayflower.
Rain and thunderstorm chances on the increase here through the day.
Without
today.
The April showers.
Scattered storms will develop later on tonight.
Avoid the surprises. Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888- 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue crash. It's on the inner loop side. As you're heading toward the exit for Route 4, stay to the far left to get by. For a few moments, they had stopped all traffic. They're trying to rearrange multiple cars that have been involved in this crash. If you're coming in, say, from Route 4 onto the Beltway, you're going to be just beyond where the crash is, so you don't have to merge into that mess. But again, everyone heading through that stretch, if you're heading past 214 Central Avenue up ahead, narrowed to just the left lane getting you through. In the White Oak area, southbound New Hampshire Avenue, just as you come off of Colesville Road, right near Lockwood Drive, callers telling me still seeing delays up ahead for the crash. And also, initially, cars were being detoured through the McDonald's parking lot to get by the crash on southbound New Hampshire Avenue near Lockwood Drive. No problems to report as you're making your travels on 270, thank goodness. It's just been about the volume through Urbana and down toward 109. 66, starting to see some of that stop and go form. And same story with 95 through Dale City up toward the Beltway. Traffic update brought to you by Pella Windows. Pella's 72-hour sale. Call 877-769-8392 or visit WashingtonDCWindowsSales.com or BaltimoreWindowsSales.com for details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We look good, should feel okay, although a little bit below normal in terms of daytime highs today. Clear this morning, sunny this afternoon, and high close to 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Burke, 34 in Gaithersburg, 43 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Pella Windows. The man whose file-sharing service terrorized the music industry is now donating $250 million to the fight against cancer. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Trey Kovacs with CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute. Have you heard? It looks like Verizon's going on strike this morning. We'll talk to him about that and other stuff. 7:35, National Security Analyst K.T. McFarland. And then at 8:05, Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson on a move to make sure that when we name buildings after people, that those people are actually dead. It's an interesting idea. 8:05, Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And yesterday, the Washington Post touted a poll coming out of 16 different Arab countries. And they called this good news. They were saying, hey, this is great. Right now, nearly 80% of Arab teens and young adults would rule out any possibility of supporting ISIS. Well, of course, that means that over 20% of Arab teens and young adults would consider joining ISIS. But here's the remarkable thing. It is kind of good news because this number has come down. It was actually worse last year. Joining us right now, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of the new book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. Well, let's start right there with the title of your book. Given these numbers, I've been told by this Obama administration for the last 7 years, Seb Gorka, that we just need to reach out our hand and we need to welcome the Arab Spring and we need to just give them more employment and opportunity and welcome the these radical Islamic terrorists into the international fold. Are we really trying to win the war against jihad, or are we completely clueless in how we're trying to go about this?
Good morning, Larry. Well, I wouldn't have written the book if I thought we were winning. The last 7 years has, I get questions about how would you grade our performance as a nation, and I really have to be honest, I can't even give us an F grade. I give us an incomplete, because we're just not waging this war. We're nibbling at the edges of it in terms of what we're doing in the region, and then we have people like the deputy spokeswoman for the State Department go on national television and say, it's okay, we won't have a 9/11, we'll be safe as long as we have jobs for jihadis.
Right.
So it's just a complete misdiagnosis, and it would be nice if we actually started to fight this war as if it's a war. And defeat organizations like ISIS.
Well, and given that, and given these numbers that show over 20% of Arab teens are still, you know, would contemplate or accept the idea, or what's the word they used in their thing, they wouldn't rule out the possibility of joining ISIS. What would sway those young men? What is it? Is it, you know, more outreach, or is it showing at what the old Bin Laden phrase was, the strong horse that they need to back?
Yes. Well, it's not what the administration thinks, which is more community outreach. That doesn't work against people who are sympathetic to a form of totalitarianism, and that's really what this ideology of jihad is. So what do we have to do? We have to look at what's working in the region, what are the alternatives. And there's only a couple of models. There's the Kingdom of Jordan that has a unique set of credentials because that's a Hashemite kingdom meant to be descended from the Prophet Muhammad. They're on our side. They want to be our friends, so we have to support regimes like the regime of King Abdullah II. And the only other one, if you look at the last 100 years that's viable, is a new form of Ataturkism, the attempt to separate mosque and state and have secular systems in the region. And I really think President Sisi of Egypt, that's what he's trying to do. I've met him. He's a very religious, devout Muslim. But he's saying, look, guys, you may be a Muslim, but you don't get to kill infidels. I want to be an ally of the West. These are the kinds of people we have to support. But right now, this administration doesn't do it. And on top of that, these people, the most important people in the region, don't trust us after the last 7 years. And you know what, Larry? I don't blame them.
All right, so let me get into some of this advice you might have for how we could do it more effectively, because you're a counterterrorism and irregular warfare expert. You sit on a chair at the military theory at the Marine Corps University, so you know your stuff. So what are we not doing? I notice we're sending in B-52s all of a sudden. That's the new development. We're sending in B-52s to the region, but can we wage this campaign from the air?
Absolutely not. In the history of warfare, there's never been a war where you win from, you know, 30,000 feet at Mach 1. You know, this is an insurgency, not a terrorist group. They hold territory. The only way to defeat them is to take that territory back. It doesn't have to be our soldiers. We don't have to redeploy the 82nd Airborne or, you know, the Marine Expeditionary Force. It should be the locals, but it has to be with our help. So in defeating jihad, I talk about some key things we have to do, and the first most important one is we have to talk honestly about the threat. We've got to get politics out of the threat assessment. To have this idea, as this administration has done, where you are banned from talking about religion. You can't even use the word jihad when you're training our military and our federal law enforcement. That is insane. That's like saying during the Cold War, you know, don't call the Soviet Union communists because you could offend some Russian somewhere. Just call them misguided Democrats. I mean, we're living in the Monty Python world, and we have to start by being honest about the threat. Who are they? What do they believe? And what's it going to take to defeat them?
Well, you say we should be honest about the threat, and that would mean that the intelligence that goes to the White House needs to be clear and unfettered. And there have been some reports that some people who were giving that kind of information to the White House were basically told, we don't want to hear that. And then when they kept giving it to them, they got taken out of their jobs.
Think about this. In the history of the United States, when have we ever had this occur? 60 analysts at CENTCOM, the mothership of these operations, have publicly protested that their analysis on ISIS is either censored, ignored, or filed in the waste paper basket. Mm. I mean, that if it doesn't comport with the narrative of the administration that we're winning, everything's great, the intelligence reports are actually just lost. Mm. That is a very scary reality, gentlemen.
All right, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is our guest, and I think we would agree that we need a new commander-in-chief to wage this war. Let's talk about some of the prospects, because you just said we need to reach out to some of these Muslim countries like Egypt and try to embrace them and work with them and have them work on our behalf. I'm told by the mainstream media that Donald Trump's saying that we need increased screening and a shutdown of Muslims entering the country until we can get our security precautions at the border straight is going to offend these countries. I'm told that Ted Cruz saying that we need to increase patrols of Muslim-only neighborhoods in the United States offends these countries. Do you agree?
Look, I work with these countries. I've trained many of their officers. They understand where the threat is coming from and what it is. They know. They're the front line. Remember, they're killing Christians. They're killing Yazidis. But the number one victims of groups like ISIS are their fellow Muslims. So they get it. You cannot... I've been to the biggest refugee camp in Jordan. They vet everybody. As soon as they cross the border from Syria, they're actually given a retinal scan by the Jordanians. Think about how serious that is. I mean, that's and then we have the director of the FBI saying, look, we can't vet these people. Let's take religion off the table. It's not about the fact that they're Muslims. It's the fact that they're coming from war zones where there are no databases to verify who they are. Think about one thing. If you're ISIS, what are you going to do? You're going to exploit that. Of course you're going to insert your people into those threat streams. And as a result, we have to remember that, you know, we are a Judeo-Christian nation. We help people in trouble, but not as a function of political suicide. And we don't do it as a way to undermine our national security. So let's have a little bit of common sense about these issues.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Again, his new book, Defeating Jihad, it just came out yesterday. So it's a good day to have you. Thank you, sir.
All right, it is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, everything's escalating here at this crash on the Beltway, Maryland. I've been talking about at the inner loop at Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. So now they've staged the closure. They've stopped all traffic, and they're now diverting the traffic onto Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Initially, they were going to do that, and they let the shoulder get by, but not anymore. So everybody, if you're coming around the Beltway, say out through Largo and near 214 Central Avenue, where the delays begin, the Beltway up ahead is shut down at Route 4. You're being taken off at Pennsylvania Avenue, looped around to get back onto the Beltway. This will take you some time, obviously. Let's plan ahead for extra time needed or a diversion for you. Beyond, if you're getting on from Route 4, you're past the crash, so you're able to get over toward the Wilson Bridge without any troubles. Elsewhere, let's take you 95 in Dale City, Woodbridge, Newington with the stop and go and the volume as well through Aquia. 66, it's been about the volume through Manassas and Centerville, but now before you get to 28 Centerville, crews are responding to an incident. Watch for that response coming up through that scene. And no problems to report coming in off of the Greenway or the toll road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's looking pretty good today. It's going to be sunny, high of 59, right at 60-degree mark. So still a little cool. Tonight, 42. But then it just gets better and better. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, highs in the mid-60s. On Sunday, it will be in the low 70s. And on Monday of next week, in the low 80s. So It's looking pretty good. I mean, it's a good run and no rain in the forecast. So go watch the car. Currently in the nation's capital, it is now 44 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by McCarthy Services.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
So let me be clear. I do not want, nor will I accept the nomination for our party.
That was Speaker of the House Paul Ryan yesterday holding a press conference to put to rest all of these suggestions that he's lurking and waiting for the contested convention to somehow go in and swoop in and take the nomination away. Yes. He says, no, I don't want it. He said, in fact, he says he won't accept the nomination. Now, he didn't quite go as didn't make the so-called Sherman-esque statement. The Sherman-esque statement is, if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. Mm. That's sort of seen in politics as the definitive thing that under no circumstances will I do this. He simply said, I do not want, where will I accept the nomination for our party?
Well, I won't accept it is basically Sherman-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
If nominated, I will not accept. I mean, that's...
If nominated, I will not run is the old thing. But, yeah, it's saying it. But he didn't say that if elected, he would not serve. So, I mean, I guess you could be nominated. You got to run to be elected, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty definitive. And here he says, look, here's what he would suggest. He would suggest that the delegates look at the people who are currently running.
So let me speak directly to the delegates on this. If no candidate has a majority on the first ballot, I believe that you should only choose from a person who has actually participated in the primary.
Amen.
Count me out.
There you go.
I think I take him at his word.
Okay. Now, remember when he was saying this about being Speaker of the House?
Yes.
What happened?
He was asked that, by the way.
Yeah.
And what he said was, well, I was already a member of the House. That's very different.
Yes, but he said, I do not want to be Speaker. I am not a nominee for Speaker. I am not a candidate for Speaker. I am not pursuing this. I do not want
so
it.
Are you
I am happy as the chairman of the Budget Committee. Ways and Means.
Are you suggesting that Paul Ryan's playing a little Brer Rabbit?
Not at all, Brian Wilson.
Don't you dare throw me into that bramble patch.
I am merely
there.
Doing what I do on a morning-by-morning basis, mm-hmm. Add a little additional context to your...
No, you're stirring them. You're poking the bear.
I'm merely giving it context to our listeners to the sterling job you do of reporting the facts of this news story. Mm-hmm. I'm just providing additional contextual understanding to the fact that if Paul Ryan is offered the nomination on the floor in Cleveland, he will absolutely take it. He can be convinced and talked into it as he was convinced and talked into taking the speakership. I'm sorry. If we do not learn from past history, which happened just, 8 months ago.
So you don't believe him?
It's not a question of believing him. I'm just saying this is exactly what he said when people were saying, oh, maybe Paul Ryan should be Speaker of the House. I'm not calling him a liar. I'm not saying I don't believe him. I think it's just valid.
But if there was a groundswell of support...
I'm just saying, look what happened when he became Speaker.
Was a groundswell of support.
Was there a groundswell of support? Yeah. I don't know what happened in the House.
I'm not real sure either.
I think they desperately turned to him. I don't think there was a groundswell of support. And by the way, this could very well happen in Cleveland. I think they desperately turned to Paul Ryan and said, all right, we've succeeded in getting rid of John Boehner, and now McCarthy is completely laid an egg because of this ridiculous thing he said about the Benghazi committee on the Hannity show. Does everyone remember this? It was only September. It wasn't that long ago. So McCarthy was a disaster. Now we've got no one. Paul Ryan, Obi-Wan, you're our only hope. Please save us. Come on in and do this. And he said he reluctantly agreed. He laid down conditions. Listen, I didn't want this, but if you're desperately pleading for me to do this. So do you not see a scenario in Cleveland where party elders do the exact same thing and say desperately, oh my God, we need you, Paul Ryan, please help us?
I'd take him at his word.
It's not a question of taking it at his word.
I don't think he wants it.
Did he want to be Speaker?
Well, he said he
did. So back then he was lying.
He said he didn't.
Yes, and he's... Oh, it's 6:22 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Marianne, the owner of First Class Plumbing, with same-day service for all of your plumbing and drain cleaning needs. Call 866-98-WATER. Make First Class your first choice.
Ted Britt Automotive, what a great organization. This has been around 57 years, and they are the best in Northern Virginia, selling you Fords, Lincolns, Chevrolets, and listen, if you're around 57 years in this business, you're doing something right, and here's something right that they're doing. It's a program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. And isn't that what you want when you buy a car? I mean, that one little nagging thing as you're driving off the lot is, oh gosh, what about if I'm going to have any problems? Well, guess what? Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. And they got great deals, too. I'm talking about prices up to $500 to $2,000 below the competition on their very wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've got 7 different locations. Do this. Schedule your next service with Ted Britt Automotive. That way, you can see how great they are, what tender loving care they give to their automobiles. You can visit their showrooms in Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax, or you can also visit them online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hey, Washington, D.C. Lumber Liquidators 13th Annual April Sale is here. It's the biggest hardwood flooring clearance event of the year. Get once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 29 cents, 150 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 89 cents, 30 varieties of pre-finished bamboo from 179. Even get beautiful Bellawood up to $2 off a square foot, plus more deals and special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the famous April Sale today.
Did you use your timeshare last year? Have you booked it out for this year yet? Chris Plant here to tell you that the number one reason people contact Timeshare Exit Team to get out of their resort isn't because they don't like it. It's not even because their maintenance fees went up. It's because either their lifestyles have changed and they've been unable to use it every year, or the resort fills up so quickly they can't book where and when they want. If that's you, I want to encourage you to reach out to the consumer protection company that I trust. Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team doesn't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. They negotiate with the resorts and get you out safely and legitimately. With offices right here in Tysons Corner and Towson, you'll sit down with your personal client advisor for a free consultation. If you decide you want out, they have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
6:25 now, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a little bit of sigh of relief here. Well, huge sigh of relief on the Beltway, Maryland. Big delays, but the crash has been cleared. So no longer closed is the Beltway Interloop at Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. It had been closed temporarily, and traffic was being taken off of the Beltway. Now all lanes open. But here's the deal. As you head around that stretch of the Beltway, you hit the brakes hard. You're jammed now before the exit for 214 Central Avenue, working around that Beltway into Forestville to Route 4. But again, you don't need to get off the Beltway. On to another problem. We have on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, leaving the Beltway northbound in Greenbelt. Very slow accident just north of Powder Mill Road. Car into a tree. And U.S. Park Police tell me they believe a police cruiser is involved in that crash as well. We have one lane blocked. Southbound looks like you can see it. And looks like we're slowing through that stretch. Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Virginia, north on 28, working in through Centerville toward I-66. Had the crash before you get to 29. 66. Now it's been about the volume in Manassas in Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good roll now. High pressure in. Going to give us clear sky. It's already here this morning. A little breeze around. Beautiful blue sky this afternoon up near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees. It is now 6:27.
So Verizon workers are on strike now. They've been on strike for 26 minutes and 35 seconds. And how will this change your life? Tens of thousands of Verizon landline and cable workers on the East Coast have walked off the job because they've been working without a contract since August. Now, this strike involves about 39,000 members of the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electric Workers, also known as the IBEW. That would be the guys in nine eastern states, including Washington, D.C. This all according to the Washington Post, and it is absolutely official. They were working on a deadline yesterday to try to work some sort of agreement on. Didn't happen. So they're on strike. Now, I want you to know that coming up, Trey Kovacs from Competitive Enterprise Institute, he specializes in communications and labor issues, and he will tell us exactly why we got to where we are here and how this is going to affect you, because let's face it, you know, there are strikes and there are strikes.
Right.
But when Verizon goes on strike, you know, lot of you rely on Verizon either for your television, your home phone, or your smartphone in your pocket.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a hardwired landline, it's probably a Verizon phone. If you live between Massachusetts and Virginia, good chance they own that. And then also the Fios cable system. A lot of things affect a lot of people there.
Well, it's happening, and we'll give you updates on it. And like I said, Trey Kovacs will give us the angles on it so you understand exactly why this is happening, how long it might take, and how it's going to affect you.
6:28.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected Signature Series product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are. Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you their no-questions-asked warranty.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, Budget Blinds is celebrating our spring style event. Get a rebate up to $250 when you buy select window coverings, including energy-efficient treatments. Lower your energy cost without sacrificing on your home decor. Schedule your free in-home consultation, then qualify for up to a $250 rebate. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds today at 1-800-490-4808. That's 1-800-490-4808. 1-800-490-4808.
Jolene.
Reserve a seat or relax on a blanket. Bring your own or put it on the tab. However you enjoy a show, Wolf Trap is the place to be for summer's best concerts. New shows just announced. Dolly Parton, Don Henley, Carlos Vives, Boney James, Disney in Concert, Bob Dylan, Ricky Martin, Star Trek Into Darkness with the NSO, and Aretha Franklin. Summer has never sounded better at Wolf Trap. Become a member today and get exclusive access to tickets before they go on sale to the public. Details at wolftrap.org.
Coming up, we'll have critter news. There are a lot of frustrated crabs in the Chesapeake Bay. And also, one of the most epic practical jokes ever played, captured on video. A man convinces his sister that the zombie apocalypse has begun. You have got to hear this. It's after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Verizon workers are on strike amid a simmering contract dispute. About 39,000 Verizon landline and cable workers are setting up picket lines from here to New England after they say there's been no progress in negotiations since their contract expired nearly 8 months ago. Donald Trump was joined by his family last night at a CNN town hall, and Trump was asked if he gets the GOP nomination, would he pick a politician as his vice president?
You don't need two like me. I want to have somebody that can deal with Congress, that gets along with Congress, that's a Washington person.
Can you name one?
I do. I don't want to do that now. I think it's inappropriate. I just think it's the wrong time. I do have people in mind.
Congress, meanwhile, is set to ask questions today about the safety of the Metro system. This after the unprecedented one-day shutdown last month. Metro's general manager and board chair are among those scheduled to go to Capitol Hill today. It appears that the National Park Service is going to miss a critical deadline to apply for funding to repair the Memorial Bridge. And that has upset local members of Congress who are calling on the head of the Park Service to get that application in by tomorrow night's deadline. Just 2 months after its controversial opening, a Northern Virginia gun store is now closed. The owners of Nova Firearms say the store never generated quite the revenue he needed to stay open. But also another reason for this decision, he says, was a recent rash of burglaries and gun thefts in the area. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,721, the Nasdaq at 4,872. Sports, the Nationals improved to 5-1 with another win over the Braves. The O's go to 7-0 with another win over the Red Sox. The Wizards look to finish their season at 500 when they host the Hawks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings. Play with a team that's been serving the local community for over 70 years, and your landscape will win over the neighborhood with our superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products. Our experienced designers will rally to develop a solution that will meet and exceed your expectations. For your free estimate and 25% off savings, go to longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
You know, one of the great things about living in Washington, D.C. is that there are so many opportunities to take nice long walks. But if your feet hurt, walking, exercising, and standing can be painful. I've got a way to help solve that problem. Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike or their new location in Vienna at Maple and Park. Let me tell you about the arch supports I got from the Good Feet store and how I was able to test drive my orthotics. I could tell the difference immediately. I was also helped by a real live person. Don't settle for cheap imitations from the drugstore. Go to my friends, the experts, and stop suffering with foot, knee, ankle, and even back pain. Get to the Good Feet store and feel the difference today. Get your life back. Go to the Good Feet store located at Rockville Pike in Edmonston, next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at Maple and Park. Go to the Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt. And tell them Chris Plant sent you.
Attention sufferers of type 2 diabetes. If you or a loved one suffer from type 2 diabetes, Integrated Health Center of Maryland has a program that can finally help you, truly help you, reduce or eliminate your needs for diabetic medications and even reverse your type 2 diabetes. Call today at 301-327-2722 to get your spot at the free information dinner. Seating is limited. Call today, 301-327-2722. That's 301-327-2722. Integrated Health Center of Maryland, the experts in real diabetic care.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big delays continue. Maryland Beltway, but lanes reopened. Interloop at Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue crash cleared to the shoulder. Coming around from 202, that's where about hitting those delays past Central Avenue and over toward Forestville, but you can get through. Baltimore Washington Parkway jammed northbound through Greenbelt. Delays now beginning off the Beltway and inside the Beltway. The crash up ahead closing the ramp to get you to 198 eastbound, and also one lane of northbound BW Parkway blocked. Southbound, you can see it, so we're jammed to get on through. Problems in Virginia include the inner loop of the Beltway. Inner loop as you head toward 236 in Annandale. Crash 66 before you get to Centerville. They had a minor incident, they told me, quickly over to the shoulder, but that seems to be the focal point of delays. And getting into Centerville and up through to the 66, northbound 28 before 29 for the accident activity. Update brought to you by Pella Windows. Pella's 72-hour sale. Call 877-769-8392 or visit WashingtonDCWindowsSales.com or BaltimoreWindowsSales.com for details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot now to sunshine over the next couple of days. Getting warmer back to where we should be, which is mid-60s by tomorrow. Sunny today near 60. Tonight clear 42. Sun comes back tomorrow. Let's just make it 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Alexandria, 37 in Greenbelt, 43 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It is 6:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. And you're starting your day with a smile and everything you need to know to get you through this crazy day in Washington. Right here with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Trey Kovacs, Competitive Enterprise Institute, will give us the details on this Verizon strike. 7:35, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. And at 8:05, Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson, who wants the Commonwealth to stop the practice of naming things after living people. Wait till you croak first, okay, people? I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. This is why I giggle. Because I know what's coming.
That's right. Hey, it's time for Critter News on WMAL.
And what is it?
It's a certified fan favorite.
Fan favorite, people.
It is. It is indeed. Today, however, I have some really good news about crab populations.
This is great news.
This is fantastic news about the crab populations in the Chesapeake Bay.
Yes.
Now, they're up dramatically. I mean, apparently the situation out there is with the tides and the temperatures and all that kind of stuff. The crabs are flourishing right now. And in fact, the Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has gone out there and done their crab survey. And they say it's the second highest level seen since 1995.
You're welcome.
There's a lot of crabs out there in the Chesapeake Bay.
And that can only mean one thing. more crab cakes.
And of course, that's your backyard.
That's
because
sort of
you
venue.
Are the crab cake czar.
Yes, appointed by the governor of Maryland. And so I think our administration is doing a fine job.
Okay, so what I'm saying here is yes. is that as crab cakes are, you cannot have said crab cakes without crabs.
Exactly.
And so therefore, I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
In keeping the crab population up there.
Well, we're doing our best to diminish the population, actually.
Well, that's right.
These are the laws of supply and demand.
That's right, but you got to have the crabs to eat them. Okay, so look, I mean, they're up 35% over last year, all right? And then I looked at it, and that's last year they were up 42% over the previous year.
You betcha.
So 42% up last year and 35% this year.
Yeah, that's correct.
What, to carry the one?
No, there's no carrying there. It's all multiplication.
I
97% over 2 years. 97.1%.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
How did you,
almost double.
Well, first of all, wow, that's a lot of crabs. Wow, how did you do the math?
Well,
we're in radio. You're not supposed to be able to do math.
X is the number of crabs that you're starting
okay,
with.
Okay, forget it. Let's move on. All right, so there are a lot of crabs out there.
It is fantastic.
But there's a tremendous imbalance.
Start eating people.
There's a tremendous imbalance, though.
What?
About male to female.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot more females than there are males.
More females than males.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's good news for the male crabs,
the
I guess. They got their pick of the litter.
The spawning female stock nearly doubled to 194 million.
Mm-hmm.
There are 91 million male crabs.
Well, as far as I know, and of course my knowledge about crabs is limited to only the crab cake, which really just revolves around...
eating.
Yeah, and Old Bay. But my understanding is crabs are not monogamous creatures.
Is that right?
And therefore, it's sort of like... It's like the Playboy Mansion there in the Chesapeake Bay right now.
Well...
It's like the male crabs are walking around with Hef's smoking jacket, you know?
Yeah. it's good to be a male crab right now.
They're eating oysters. I don't know. Do crabs do that?
that would be weird. So here's the thing, though. I mean, you know, this means, really, bottom line, yeah, there'll be crabs for crab cakes, but also, you know, a lot of people actually like to just, you know...
Pick
the crabs.
You betcha.
That means the cost of a bushel of crabs is going to come down a little bit this summer.
Have you done one of these Chesapeake Bay crab cruises where it's like an all-you-can-eat crab fest and you just pay one fee and you go out for like 9 hours and just do like an all-day crab and beer thing?
But I'm
going to do that this summer.
I don't like to pick crabs.
You don't?
Why not? I'm sorry. I know that this
is... Too much work.
It's a lot of work for not much meat.
Oh, it's worth it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I prefer to get the crab in the crab cake form.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Hey, another critter news. Boy, this is a weird story out of Wicomico County, Eden, Maryland.
Well, have you ever heard of a normal story coming out of Wicomico?
Well, it's just hard to say. Well, it's a sad case. They actually raided a place, and they found some 300 dogs... In a barn and a house in Eden, Maryland, and the vast majority of these were Pomeranians.
Wait, 300 Pomeranians?
Pomeranians. Oh. Here's from WJLA's report on it.
The Sheriff's Department found the animals living in deplorable conditions in Eden, Maryland. They were crammed into several buildings with feces everywhere.
No.
Not much room to move and no air circulating.
Oh.
Some were kept in a house, others in an outbuilding. All were in substandard condition.
What a nightmare. Are they breeding these things?
I don't know what the... I mean, it sounds like a puppy mill or something.
Isn't
like that.
Isn't a Pomeranian the like fluffy dog that actresses always
kept? Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to have a Pomeranian when you're in Hollywood.
Maybe the character Sharpay in High School Musical carried a Pomeranian to school with her.
Is that right?
Yes, that is true.
Not a Sharpay?
No, isn't that weird?
Sharpay did not have a Sharpay.
Had a Pomeranian.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, there was a lot of them. It's very sad that they had to do
that.
That's
horrible. Yeah. People really shouldn't do that. And that's why, you know, if you do get a dog, you shouldn't get them from a pet store, I'm told, unless the pet store verifies that they don't utilize these puppy mills and things like that. Circling back to the crabs for a moment, I've just noticed this. So when I was on vacation, Schaefer was in and you had the governor on?
Yes, we did.
What is this all about?
How are you making progress on making Larry O'Connor the official crab cake czar of the state of Maryland?
Well, you know, it's... we're working hard on that issue. There's a lot of opposition. There's a lot of opposition in both the House and the Senate. He's got some detractors, but we're going to continue to try to get it done. But if not, you know, we may have to substitute one of you guys and withdraw
This is an outrage. Yep. I've not heard about this.
See, you think you're the crab cake czar, but apparently the president of the Senate has said no.
You know what? This Hogan is a flip-flopper all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to... No wonder he backed Christie.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Larry. I didn't really want to break that to you while you were gone.
It's 6:43 on WMAL. Stick with us. We've got news about a possible zombie outbreak.
Oh, yes, this is great.
From Leesburg,
this
Virginia.
This is awesome.
The crap in Washington is going to come to a screeching halt when you elect Dave Wallace to the U.S. Senate. He is not a politician.
Hi, I'm Dave Wallace, a businessman, a family man, a lifelong Marylander. I'll fight to cut your tax rate, cut deficits, debt, and regulation, bring great jobs back to Maryland, secure our borders, and prohibit unscreened refugees into Maryland. Go to davewallace.us. Vote Dave Wallace in the Maryland primary April 26th. Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Sponsored by Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Hi, this is Jamie Witten. I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile. Wouldn't that be great? And great dental health. Just drive to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. You know, I've been hearing that Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So I decided to check them out for myself. And after visiting the office, I can confidently say that Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is in a class all by itself. Now, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who have had any dental fears can safely visit. And I mean it. Everything is talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based. So they proceed at the speed that you are comfortable with. Trust me, I know speed. So if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or if you're just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Longfence, a family-owned company that goes way, way back with local homeowners, is having a 25% off Grand Slam savings event. All decks, hardscapes, and fencing are 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot going on with this rush hour. Virginia Beltway in Annandale. Interloop as you come up to 236. Little River Turnpike crash crowding that left lane. Almost backups coming off of 95. Those are growing quickly. In through Centerville, the crash had been northbound 28 before you get to 66. That was cleared out of the travel lanes. And on 66 east before you get into Centerville, crash 2 should be to the shoulder. So that whole corridor picking up a lot of the volume. Maryland had the delays on the Beltway. Oh boy, still about 4 miles on the inner loop here, approaching Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue, but all lanes have been reopened from the earlier crash. In Greenbelt, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, only the right lane gets by, northbound, right near Powder Mill Road. So watch for police activity there and delays growing from inside the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot now to sunshine over the next couple of days. Getting warmer back to where we should be, which is mid-60s by tomorrow. Sunny today, near 60. Tonight, clear 42. Sun comes back tomorrow. Let's just make it 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by ARS.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's 6:47 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And one of the greatest things about YouTube and social media has been that if someone in your family plays a practical joke on you, it can then be videoed and sent out and dispensed for all the world to see.
That's right.
And that's a beautiful thing. And bring your attention to a family in Leesburg, Virginia, who have now made international news over a video. Here's what they did. Their sister, their little sister, these two brothers did this whole thing. Sister was getting her teeth removed, okay?
You ready?
Of course I'm not ready. I don't want to do those.
Any final words, Millicent?
No.
All right, and then they, while she's sitting in the chair, yeah. and this is like, I'm guessing they were like impacted wisdom teeth.
I'm guessing like they
She
did.
Was knocked out.
She was goofy after the surgery.
And when they came, and you know, they always say, and then, you know, our friends at Bethesda Sedation say this too, when you get your sedation done, when you got to get someone to drive you home.
That's right.
Because that's really
why
loopy.
And that's why the brothers were there.
So the brothers are there.
But she is out of it.
She is really, and she's got all the cotton in her mouth
she's
still.
Got, yeah, she
had, and, she, and so, and then the brothers are driving home, and then this happens. They got a GoPro sitting there mounted on the
she didn't
the
notice there's a little camera there catching this all.
The Center for Disease Control in Washington, D.C. has issued a viral outbreak warning. State and local officials have reported cases of high fever, nausea, death, and even cannibalism. Stay in place until further notice.
What the heck?
Did you...
I was just driving like a slug to get to the house.
Hold on, mom's calling.
Yeah.
You're driving like a slug. Can you get to the house? Cannibal.
Because there's cannibals out here.
And she's drugged and she's got cotton in her mouth, so you can barely hear. It's hilarious.
Hey, did you just get that emergency alert? Yes?
We need to get home right now. I got noticed in the emergency broadcast system. There's some sort of a weird virus outbreak.
Okay, well, I'm pulling the driver right now.
We're not the U.S. Marines. I can't start going now.
Why aren't you going now? So now they need to supply up.
Well, they're gonna run for it.
Right, and the zombie apocalypse is coming, and so you got to start loading up the car with stuff.
Right.
And she's still, you know, so he starts going to her saying, what do we need?
Police are coming or something. And
yeah, it's literally all over the news.
A garden hoe isn't what we want. We have guns. Why are you putting garden equipment in the car?
Yeah, I mean, he's loading up a rake and a shovel, and she said, why are you bringing the garden equipment? We have guns.
Of course, because they're in Loudoun County. That's what I love about this. I'm thinking they're listeners. Oh. Wait, they hear it. You got to hear this.
Hear this.
What is this supposed to do for me? Give me a knife. How am I supposed to defend myself?
Listen, we can only take one pet. Which pet? The cat or the dog?
The cat! You idiot! No!
You're the dog!
He's the worst! He's already dying! Just leave him!
The poor dog gets thrown under the bus in like a nanosecond. The cat or the dog? The cat, you idiot!
Funfetti or chocolate cake? Which one do we take?
Funfetti!
Funfetti? You want Funfetti or chocolate?
Why would you
that? Which? No, Millicent, this is important. This will be what we're living off of. Which one? Funfetti chocolate. Do you think Costco? Should we go to Costco first?
No, it's gonna be a bloodbath in there.
Okay. Imagine how bad Costco is on a normal day, but on the day of the zombie apocalypse,
she's completely had taken
it. Was
it.
Great.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Really good job, this family in Leesburg. Congratulations.
We should
to you.
Get that brother on
we
the
need
line.
To do this.
We need to do that.
6:51 on WMAL. The CNBC Business Report coming up in a moment.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
You know, when the zombie apocalypse comes, you want to be able to see the zombies coming.
Truth.
Through your clean windows.
Yes.
But if your windows aren't clean, you won't see much. And so that I actually have to ask you a question. When it comes time to clean your windows, how do you do it? Do you get up on a ladder and you have to work around all the bushes and shrubs in front of your house? Mm. Well, no, don't do that. Get your Thompson Creek windows, because from Thompson Creek windows, you can open the windows from the inside, clean both sides. Boom, boom, boom. You're done. That's why you need Thompson Creek Windows, and that's why you should call this number right now, 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy-efficient, easy-to-clean windows. So call 855-57-CREEK right now and take advantage of their buy 3, get 1 free offer. That's right, buy 3 windows, get 1 free, and free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. They cut out the middleman. That saves you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. The number again is 855-57-CREEK. If you want to learn more, just go to their website, thompsoncreek.com.
Your life and your money belong to you until they become your legacy. Don't waste your life's work by failing to plan for the financial future of your loved ones. Price Benowitz helps provide peace of mind by offering legacy services like estate planning, wills, and trusts. When considering your legacy, consider the lawyers at Price Benowitz. Make sure your life's work ends up in the hands of the people you love. Visit pbwills.com or call for a free consultation. 202-LAWYER-5. 202-LAWYER-5.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
6:53 now on WMAO. Time to check in on your money from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Kate Rogers.
Good morning. Well, tens of thousands of Verizon landline and cable workers in nine eastern states and Washington, D.C. walked off the job this morning. The unions say they're striking because Verizon wants to freeze pensions, make layoffs easier, and rely more on contract workers. Verizon says there are health care issues that need to be addressed as medical costs grow. Stock futures are pointing to a higher open this morning. The Dow is at 17,721 after rising 165 points, its biggest gain in a month. We'll find out this morning if retail sales and the producer price index picked up in March as expected. And JP Morgan Chase releases its first quarter earnings before the opening bell. It warns they won't be pretty. Chase has been hurt by stress in the energy markets. The price of oil is down to $41.60 a barrel. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Allergies come on fast. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at our 20-plus offices all across Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, I want to take you onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. A little bit better news. I know traffic is just basically at a halt here, and I do want to give you an alternate, but northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, north of the Beltway near Powder Mill Road, the last tow truck just pulled away, and they've reopened the left lane. So both lanes get you by, but delays coming off the Beltway, delays also inside the Beltway out of Riverdale, so big-time backups. If you're around the Beltway, I would take 95 northbound to try to clear some of that volume for a while. Southbound BW Parkway also slows to get you on through. Topside through College Park and Silver Spring and the backups. Now we're seeing delays on the Beltway over to Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue, almost just south of 50, the John Hanson Highway. A lot of stop and go accident activity at Route 4 on the shoulder. Also, Virginia Beltway should be on the right shoulder now. Inner loop as you pass 236 in Annandale, but a backup right as you come off of I-95. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, it's going to be nice. Today, 59, tonight, 42, and then tomorrow, Friday and Saturday in the mid-60s, and on Sunday in the low 70s, and looking ahead on Monday in the low 80s. That's right, the low 80s. And by the way, no rain in the forecast between now and next Tuesday, so get the car clean. Currently, it's 43 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:56.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
NATO shows its force to Russia. Or kind of. Well, not really. NATO troops from 30 allied countries participated in an exercise designed to show the strength and commitment to push back on Russia aggressiveness across Europe. Impressive operation, until right in the middle of the exercise, Germany says, time out. Apparently the German troops had exceeded the government-mandated 41-hour work week. So good luck to the rest of you, but we're out. War is hell, but so are those long weeks. So the German troops packed up their toys and went home. Problem was, they were only about halfway through the exercise. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Not sure that's the message you want the Russians to get. I'm highly doubtful that the Russian military cares one iota how many hours it takes to annex a European country. I am certain going home after a 41-hour work week is just the way for the Russians to want to find out. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up on WMAL.
Verizon workers are on strike now. What does that mean to you and why did this happen? We'll speak with an expert.
And we'll talk to KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. It's all coming up right here on WMAL. 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL.